Hello? Okay, I think that's going. Hopefully it is. I'm gonna move my cord really quick. That's a little bit better. Well, hello. I'm sorry about sounding really stuffy and stuff. I'm probably sick, but you know, that's really rude, but it'll be over soon enough, I think. Anyway, today, I already did my homework, but I needed to do homework. Well, I did one part of my homework. I did the homework that was really important already. The one that's due tonight, so that's good. I have other things due tomorrow that I can do later, but I just needed to do that one thing really quickly before my deadline came up. And I did that, and that's really cool of me, I think. Considering my brain is basically dead. I hope you don't mind my music right now. It's playing in the background. I tried to make it a little lower. Well, I mean, I know I made it a little lower because I had it super loud earlier while I was doing my homework, because I'm the only one here right now, and it's kind of creepy to just sit here by myself, very, very quiet. So music, that's going right now also, because it's also a little weird to just sit here and talk to myself in the quiet. So, yeah, not music. I can't breathe. My nose. Anyways, I don't know why I keep trying to record things. They always turn into rambles, and I never tell you what I was planning on telling you, because rambles take over my life all the time. My whole life is a ramble. What was I gonna say? Ow. Stupid box. I'm opening a box. That's what I was gonna do. I was gonna tell you what I'm doing. I feel like I sound really, really sick and terrible. So sorry. Sorry about that. I can't get the tape. Okay. Box. What's in the box? Funny. I've never seen that movie. IKEA furniture. Well, not really furnitures, but like one thingy from IKEA. I'm putting up a little nightstand next to my bed because I recently got a new desk, and my old desk kind of like was really close to my bed, so I could just like, you know, put my phone and other stuff just right there before I was going to sleep. But my new desk is a little bit farther away from my bed now, so it's kind of awkward to try to put my phone and stuff there before I fall asleep. So I got a little nightstand. So I had a nightstand back home, but because I'm here for college, I don't have one, and it's just too much trouble to bring my one from home here. Mostly because it's like 6-ish hours away to go back home, and I don't drive, so that's a little unfortunate for me. Also, I cannot confirm, but I think my little sister, who still lives at home because she's, you know, a child, I think she took it for her own room, which is fine because, you know, I'm not there to use it. I'm so tired. But, yeah, that's why I got a new one. And, you know, it doesn't really match any of the other furniture that I have in my room, but that's fine because I like it, and I like every piece of furniture that I put in my room. So I think it matches that way. And I think I might have just opened this box upside down, and all the pieces are gonna come out as soon as I lift this top part out. Because, like I said, my brain is basically dead. So this is gonna be very troublesome to deal with. I could try to flip it and then take off the thingy, like I should have done. But I already undid all of the tape and stuff holding it together. So I'm positive that everything is gonna just slide out of the box as soon as I try to flip it. So we're just gonna go with it like this and try our best not to like lose pieces and stuff, because it's IKEA and there's lots of pieces that could potentially get lost and like ruin your entire life. But that's what we're doing. This is how we live. Just all sorts of chaotic stuff. Here we go. Okay. Ow. I hurt myself. Also, another thing that's just like, you know, adding to all of my bad decisions. I'm putting this together on top of my bed instead of on the floor because I don't want to sit on the floor right now. My nose. This is so much cardboard and stuff, and I have to go all the way to the recycling bin afterwards. That didn't even go into the box that's on the floor. I'm very bad at throwing things, in case you didn't know. Oh, that one went in. It's like when I'm aiming at stuff, when I'm throwing things, it's just, it's very off and it's very awkward, and I get made fun of all the time for it by my siblings, because, you know, siblings. One of those went in, so that's good. Oh yeah, I should have attempted to flip this, but it's fine. It's not really, but we're gonna say it is. This is like a really cool, like, greenish color. It's like a greenish gray olivey sort of color, I guess. I don't know. It's like earthy toned, I suppose. I really like earthy tones, I think. Like this sort of green and like yellows and oranges. Those are also really nice. And some reddish colors, I suppose. Those are all good colors. Those are great colors. I like those colors. Oh my god. For the meme. No, let's change that. Because I can't. I don't want that one either. Or that one. You know, I will go with that one. I listened to this song so much in high school. I can't remember why. I think it was like an inside joke between me and one of my friends. But at some point we forgot what the joke was and we just listened to this all the time. Oh, also I'm sorry for all of the crinkling on the paper. I don't know. Maybe I'll go in and edit those out or make them quiet or something. But I'm also like dead, like I mentioned earlier, so maybe it won't get edited out and you'll just have to suffer with me. But you know, I'll probably does something for teamwork or unity or something like that. So we're just going to claim that's what we're doing. Boosting unity among friends. Because we're friends, right? I don't even know if you guys like listening to me say a bunch of weird stuff while I do other weird stuff, but since I am sick and dying, I'm not in the mood to record anything that you guys would like to hear. Even though this would be the perfect time to do that, but I sound gross, so that's just gonna sound terrible. And I'm also not in the mood, like I said, like 2 seconds ago. Ugh, one day I'll stop repeating myself every 2 seconds, but that's not gonna happen today. I don't know if I'm gonna edit out these sounds, but if I do, I'm gonna miss a lot of dialogue because, like an idiot, I'm talking while I'm moving all of these things. Oh yeah. This definitely would have gone a lot easier if I had just flipped the stupid box. But we're here now. Nothing to be done. Well, there's probably something to be done, but I don't want to do it. What is this part? Suppose we'll find out in the instructions that are way at the bottom of the package. Because, again, I opened this upside down, like a little weenie. Tissue paper. Oh, this is metal, by the way. It's not like a wooden thing. It's metal. So sorry for possible clanging sounds that might hurt your brains. It's definitely gonna hurt my brain when I drop stuff against each other, because I know I'm gonna drop stuff against each other. That's just how I am. More cardboard! Yay! Those ones went in. Sorry if I die during this. If that happens, then I suppose you really won't have to worry, because I'll be dead and no one will be able to upload this audio. So, you know, if this is up and you're listening to it right now, then yay, I didn't die. But, you know, possibilities. And all that Campbell goodness. Speaking of Campbell's, I asked my big brother to pick me up some chicken soup on his way back because he went out. Because, you know, I'm the one that needed to do homework, not him. So why would he stay in and sit around while I do homework? But as unfair as that is to me, because it's unfair that he gets to go out and do fun stuff while I'm stuck doing homework, I get chicken soup out of it. So that's probably fine. What happened to this corner? I mean, it's just a little cardboard thing to help all of the pieces stay still while they're in the box, you know? But like it was all squished up and stuff. Wonder what happened there. Never seen anything squanched up before like that in IKEA packaging. Ooh. So that was kind of cool. Oh, what is this? This is loose. Ooh, a sticker. I'm gonna take that off. Oh no. You know what I hate about stickers sometimes? when you try to peel them off, and then most of it comes off in one piece perfectly fine. And then there's just another piece that just doesn't want to stick with the rest of it, and it only comes like half off. And it's just the little bottom part, the sticky part with like a weird little bit of the papery part sticking onto the top of it. I hate that so much. That's what happened with this sticker. My life is in ruins. I feel like when I'm sick, I talk a lot, I ramble a lot, but that's mostly because I'm trying to distract myself from the fact that I'm dying. I'm also not as loud as I usually am, which I'm sure everyone is thankful for. But then I do feel a little bit miserable. Because how am I supposed to make people notice I'm here if I can't be loud? I want to be loud. But it brings me pain, so I cannot. I think these will fit just perfectly. Oh, let's not do that, because that's going to hurt my ears. Oh, the soft and gentle. Oh, okay. Very bad. That's so many things. But I am an excellent builder, so that's good. Oops. That's great. That's fine there. Finally, the little baggie of screws and suchness that will be needed. Lovely. Better not lose those. And we made it to the instruction packet. It's just a little metal two-drawer thingy. I'm going to throw this bottom piece over there. Lovely. Now that I have a pile of metal and a little baggie of screws, I can get started. I have tea, some hot tea and honey, but it's a little bit over there at my table. It is too far from my bed, so, you know, that's just rude. Let's see what's going on here. Screwdrivers, two of them, Phillips, and what was the other one called? A Phillips screwdriver and the flathead screwdriver. What's the flat one head? The flat headed one called. I know there's a name for it. Was there a name for it, or am I just thinking there's a name for it? I don't know, but the turny one, the flat one, not the Phillips, but the other one. I don't know. But anyways, two of those. Well, one of each. So two screwdrivers in total. I'm getting distracted. Let's see. Eight of those, 18 of those, six of those, and four little leggy thingies. Lovely. Two of those little slidey things. How many steps are in this? It doesn't look too complicated. It's only 13 steps. Perfectly reasonable. Okay. Do I have those in these? Indeed I do. Two times. Two pairs? Oh, I see. And indeed I have two pairs. Is that supposed to be a little bent like that? I'm assuming so, because it's a little bent like that on all of them, so that's probably fine. Okay, step one. Okay, let's see all of these pieces. I really should have done this on the floor, but we're here now. No fixing what I've done already. Well, there it is, but again, I don't want to do that. So we're just gonna pretend like there's nothing that I can do about it. This is how I live my life. Knowing exactly what I should do to fix my problems, and then thinking, ah, that's fine, we'll just deal with it. I would not recommend this way of living to anybody else. It is quite terrible and makes a lot of trouble. So, you know, avoid the trouble, oopsie, and use your brain like a normal person should. Well, I don't want to say like a normal person should, like anybody should. People should indeed use their brains to make life easier on themselves. But I don't do that because, you know, I probably hate a lot of things. I hate to do a lot of things that are troublesome. I like doing things, but just not things that are a little bit boring. Let's line up all of our thingies. Indeed, indeed. Short pole, long pole, short pole, long pole. Where are the holes for this one? Middle and left. Okay, so that one goes here. Where are my holes? Oh. That one goes like that. And then this one, I'll just shove this over here for now too. And this one has holes on this side. Here we go. Well, I mean, it'll be fine if I do it the way that I'm laying things out, but mayhaps I should do it just the way it's pictured. Yep. Okay, let me switch the sides of where I'm working. There we go. Whoopsie. Perfectly fine. And we're picture perfect. Cool, 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 cool. And oh, we're screwing these in. Lovely. I know how to screw things in. Which screws do we need? The ones that are 18. I need 8 of those for now. 4 for each one. That comes later. Those are little leggies. We don't need little leggies yet. There's one. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 8 of those. We can put the rest of these back in here. Keep them all nice and secure in the little baggie so they don't spill and ruin my life. And then we need a screwdriver. Oopsie. Let's make sure we get the right size. Perhaps this one. Oh, perfect. I have a tiny little tool set. Because, again, I'm away from home. And that means my whole toolbox, tool chest thingy is not with me. So I got to buy a new little set, which is fun. It's got a little hammer in it and a little rubber thingy that I can put on top of the hammerhead to make it into a rubber mallet sort of dealio, which is really cool. I enjoy it very much. But speaking of that, I should maybe fix my door. Because I don't know why, but there's nails starting to come out of the door. So I'm going to have to hammer those back into the door. Maybe I should tell the apartment about that. But, you know, why tell them when I can fix it myself? Which is how I feel about a lot of things, actually. Because the less time I have to tell people and talk to them, the better. Because I might die if I say something wrong. You know how that is? I'm very terrible. But I don't think that's anything new to anybody. I think you can all sort of pick up that I'm generally very terrible. Which is very nice to know, because that means you still like me even though I am terrible. Which is wonderful for me, you know. So thank you all for liking me. I'm sick and I'm not making any sense. I'm sorry. Lots of noise and not enough room. Shove that over there. There we go. There we go. That's not how we go. There we go. We'll slide this way so that all of these holes line up. So we don't want to screw it in crooked. Because what would that do? Ruin my life. Where'd my screwdriver go? There it is. I'm not really sure what else I should talk about, because I've been just rambling and saying stupid things that come to my head as they go. They haven't really been coming to my head, actually. They just kind of come out of my mouth. And I'm just like, oh, is this what we're saying? Okay. This is terrible. Why am I a disaster like this? If I were to have said that, is that a real sentence? I don't know. But if I were to say that in front of one of my friends, he would immediately list several reasons on why I'm terrible. You know, like friends do. That's snug. I think I'm gonna stop here for a second and revisit this in a bit, because this is like 30 minutes long already. So I'll just pause you guys for a minute here. Oh god, sorry. Didn't mean to just cough right there. So I was only gone for like 2 seconds because I decided that it was awkward to just sit here when I was talking so much just a second ago. So yeah, we're back. Things are going well. I'm on step two. I finished screwing in the rest of the frame thingy from earlier. It took a while to make sure I got the right orientation on these little slidey thingies that the drawers, you know, slide on. I forget what they're called. What are they called? The tracks? Sounds sort of right. Ooh. But yeah, because remember when I said there's two pairs of the little liney thingies? Well, it turns out that those are specific to which side of the drawer thingy they go on, which, you know, makes sense. But it was confusing for a little second there when I was reading the directions and they weren't lining up the way they were in the pictures. And I was like, this is a little bit odd. But then I was like, you know what, maybe instead of freaking out, we'll check the other ones first. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how we use our brain. Even sick ones that are dying, so that you don't have to call IKEA services and be like, hey, I think I messed up a lot of things, and I'm only on step two. Oopsie. Maybe I shouldn't have let that go just yet, but it's fine. Easily fixable. I just pull it back up. Also, in case you're wondering if why this song sounds familiar, it's definitely one of those songs from Naruto. Because Naruto, as basic of an anime as people like to say it is, had great music. Oh, now we flip those thingies together and put the bass on it. I see. That's what these ones are. Oh, lovely. It's so great when things just come together in picture form. We need the pointy screws for this one. Those ones, how many? Four. The rest of these ones back in the baggie. Close that up just in case of flaily accidents. And I need this one over here on this side. Very difficult. Do this on a bed again. Nothing that I can do about it. Oof. Okay. All right. There's one slidey in. And please. Two slidey in. And before we screw anything else in, let's make sure the bottom is lined up also. So let's slidey in the bottom piece. Is this correct? It looks like there's a little bit of a space here. Do I need to squeeze that in more? Yes, I do. I was like, it's like I can't possibly screw that into the thing because it's too big a space for the screw. Easily solved. But, shoving the piece a little bit further in, maybe. Oh no. Why isn't it going in more? Is it because of the weld here? Might be because of the weld there. That one went in, but these other ones did not. Please. Don't be difficult. Please, I'm sick and dying. I don't deserve this. Okay. Suppose we're gonna have to use the mallet approach to just gently tap it in. Gently tap it into place. Shove the sun. There we go. Lovely, snug. Other side also. And security tap there. Lovely. Now these can get screwed in. This is a little bit crooked. I don't want my screw to be crooked. Well, this is also a good song. It's from a K-drama. A hilarious K-drama that I loved watching. It's called Strong Girl Bonsoon. And it was hilarious. And you should definitely watch it. That one's screwed in. But these ones. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Okay, I did that. Now we screw in the leggies. Lovely leggies. Number 5. Stand this piece up. And we need the back panel. Right? Yeah, looks like the very back panel is what we need next. Which I think are these pieces. need to take a look at all my pieces because this is slightly confusing here. Oopsie. Because these two pieces should be the drawers, the drawer fronts. Yeah, that should be a drawer front. And this should be a drawer front. So this one is the back. Those ones must be the drawer bottoms. Okay. Turn my whole desk around because I need to see the back. Where is my little sliding piece? Looks good. The little tray part goes there. And use the flat screwdriver to push the little tabbies inside. Okay. Makes sense. I just needed to scooch it down a little so I could grab this and trade out my screwdriver head. I should really be doing the rest of this on the floor, but I don't want to get off of the bed. It would be so much easier on myself if I were to do this on the floor. But this is where we are. And the pointy screws screw in to keep that up. Again, all makes sense. Where is my other one? There it is. Come out of the baggie. Those go back in. Close that back up again. I need to switch my screwdriver head again. These ones there. These ones also over here. These ones also there. Because we just need the top. Let's see these holes over here on this side. Which side do the holes go on? Right here or there? Looks like it goes like this. And we match up all the holes, we match up all the sides. Lovely. Now, two ties. There are little thingies that need to go up and then the little tabs next to the holes need to go up. Right now. head again. I think it's been like 2 days probably since I started recording this, but anyways, sorry, I realized while I was building that I got very quiet and I was like, you know what, I'll just pause this so that it makes it easier on me to edit out if I plan on editing anyways. So I ended up pausing where I was recording, and then I finished building, and then I forgot to come back and tell you guys that I finished building. So here I am, 2 days later, I finished building. It's right there next to my desk and my bed. Works really good. You know, doing the things that it should. It's got stuff in them already. Very important, the bottom drawer has 2 bars of chocolate that I'm not gonna eat right now because I'm sick and I would not be able to enjoy it fully because, you know, I'm sick and I feel like dying. So those are there for when I'm not sick and can enjoy it. Yeah, that's it. That's all. Okay. Bye.